今天我们很高兴啊、看到 Carol 我们姐妹回到我们的当中。
We are very happy to see Mrs. Carol Wong among us today.
你知道她今天几岁吗？
Do you know how old she is today?
昨天是她的94生日。
Yesterday was her 94th birthday.
所以我们很高兴神医治她的身体，她再次回到我们的当中。
We are very glad that once again she can be among us.
Rob 弟兄将会在这个月七号回到我们当中。
Brother Rob will be back among us on the 7th.
我们也感谢主，神医治他们的身体。
And we thank God for healing him.
所以我们在这里要献在神面前献上感谢。
So we want to offer our thanksgiving here.
让我们一同感谢神。
Let us thank God together.
天父，我们知道你是听到祷告的神。
Heavenly Father, we know you are God who will hear our prayer.
你是我们的神，你是我们的王。
You are our God and you are our King.
你不单医治我们这个身体，你医治我们的灵魂。
Not only do you heal our body, you also heal our soul.
让我们有生命气息来侍奉你。
So that we have life to come and serve you.
天父，我们把这位姐妹跟这位弟兄交在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up his sister and his brother in your hands.
求主你继续带领他们前面的道路。
Please continue to lead them in the following path.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天我们要看的经文是启自但以理书第五章。
The scripture today is from Daniel chapter 5.
请弟兄姐妹朋友们打开但以理书第五章，我请陈英姐妹上来读今天的经文。
Please open your Bible to the book of Daniel, chapter 5.
如果你有英文圣经的，你就跟着我看。
And if you have English Bible, please just follow along.
但以理书第五章，摩撒三王为他的一千大臣摆设盛宴，与这一千人对面饮酒。撒和撒欢喜之间，吩咐人将他父尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷殿中所掘的金银器皿拿来。王与大臣、王后、妃嫔讨论这些器皿饮酒。于是他们把耶路撒冷神殿库房中所劫的金银器皿拿来，王和大臣、王后、妃嫔用这器皿饮酒，他们饮酒赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神。当时忽有人的指头显出，在皇宫与灯台相对的粉墙上写字。王看见写字的指头，就变了脸色，心意惊慌，腰骨好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰，大声吩咐将用法术的和加勒底人并关照的领进来，对巴比伦的哲士说，谁能读这文字把讲解告诉我，他必身穿紫袍，项带金链，在我国中位列第三。于是王的一切哲士都进来，却不能读那文字，也不能把讲解告诉王。摩撒撒王就甚惊慌，脸色改变，他的大臣也都惊奇。太后因王和他大臣所说的话，就进入宴宫说，愿王万岁，你心意不要惊慌，脸色不要变色，在你国中有一位，他里头有圣神的灵，已父在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。你的父尼布甲尼撒王就是王的父，立他为术士用法术的和加勒底并关照的领袖，在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦，是谜语，解疑惑。这人名叫但以理，尼布甲尼撒王又称他为 伯提刷他现在可以招他来，他必解明这意思。但以理就被领到王前，王问但以理说，你是被掳之犹大人中的但以理吗？就是我父王从犹大掳来的吗？我听说你里头有神的灵，心中光明，又有聪明和美好的智慧，现在术士和用法术的都领到我面前，会叫他们读这文字，把讲解告诉我，无奈他们都不能讲解出来。我听说你善于讲解，能解疑惑，现在你若能读这文字，把讲解告诉我，就必身穿紫袍，尽在心殿，在我国中位列第三。但以理在王面前回答说，你的赠品可以归你自己，你的赏赐可以归于别人，我却要为王读这文字，把讲解告诉王。王啊，至高的神曾将国位、大权、荣耀、威严赐予你父尼布甲尼撒，因神所赐他的大权，各方各国各族的人都在他面前战惊恐惧，他可以随意生杀，随意升降，但他心高气傲，灵也刚愎，甚至行事狂傲，就被革去王位，夺去荣耀，他被赶出离开世人，他的心便如兽心，与野驴同居，吃草如牛，身被天路逼失。等他知道至高的神在人的国中掌权，凭自己的意志立人治国，伯撒撒呀，你是他的儿子，你虽知道这一切，你心仍不自卑，竟向天上的主自高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前，你和大臣王后妃嫔用这器皿饮酒，你又赞美那不能看不能听无知无识金银铜铁木石所造的神，却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息管理你一切行动的神，因此从神那里显出指头来写着文字，所写的文字是迷尼迷尼提格勒乌法尔星，讲解是这样，迷尼就是神已数算你活的年日到此完毕，提格勒就是你被称在天平里显出你的亏欠，比勒斯就是你的国分裂与归于马代人和波斯人，国撒撒下令人就把紫袍给但以理穿上，把金链给他戴在镜像上，又传令使他在国中位列第三。当夜加勒底王伯撒撒被杀，马代人大地乌年62岁娶了加勒底国。
谢谢陈英姐妹。
Thank you, sister 陈英。
4月10号1912年，这个 Titanic 离开这个英国的 Southampton， 我们开往这个美国的纽约。
In April 10, 1912, Titanic departed from Southampton in England and was going towards New York in America.
那么这条船是当时世界上最大而且最豪华的一条游船。
This ocean liner was the biggest and the most luxurious during its time.
那么船可以容纳大概2200个乘客。
It can take on 2,200 passengers.
那么一号位的票价大概是4,700美元。
The first class ticket cost $4,700.
如果以今天的兑换来算的话，大概是50,000美元。
And so in today's dollar amount, it is about $50,000.
啊，这个票真的是很贵。
So it is extremely expensive.
所以 Titanic 这条船是可以说是当时最大、最豪华，并且是最安全的一条游船。
So during its time, Titanic can be said as the largest, the most luxurious, and it is the safest.
那么安全到船上只预备20这个救生艇。
And they feel that it's so safe that they only install 20 lifeboats.
那么这20这救生艇只能够容纳船上一半的乘客。
So the amount of lifeboats can only carry half the passengers.
那么可见这个既然这条船他们说是不会沉的。
They said Titanic is unsinkable.
所以没有必要预备这么多的救生艇。
So it is unnecessary to have all these lifeboats on board.
因为越多的救生艇就减少了船上的乘客的容量。
Because the more lifeboats you install, the less space you have for the passengers.
那么 Titanic 这条船就离开了英国。
So Titanic left England.
那么四天之后。
After 4 days,
晚上11:40的时候，船跟一座溜冰相撞。
And at 11:40 p.m. it collided with an iceberg.
那么水手可以听到那个响声。
The crew can hear the noise.
那么船身被撞破。
And the body of the ship was damaged.
那么冰冷的海水就涌入这个船里面。
And the ice water rushed into the cabins.
很明显的，有很多人不能够依靠这20的救生艇。
So obviously, 20 lifeboats cannot carry all the passengers.
每一个人可以拿到一件的救生衣。
Everybody can have one life jacket.
但这救生衣却不能够保护一个人的生命。
But this life jacket could not save their lives.
因为当时的海水实在是很冰冷。
Because the water was freezing cold.
然后当这个 Titanic 要往海底下沉的时候
，So as the Titanic sank towards the bottom of the sea.
那么在这个救生艇，有一个人看到船上还有很多很多的人。
There was one witness on the lifeboat that looked towards the ship and saw still a lot of passengers on board.
然后隔天早上 ，Titanic 就沉到海底下去了。
So by the next morning, Titanic sank.
一共有1522乘客沉到海底下去。
So they lost 1,522 passengers.
得救的人只不过是705位。
Only 705 people were saved.
一个不能认为不会沉的一条船。
A ship that they said is unsinkable.
我们终于沉到海底下去了。
Has sunk.
那么刚才我们所看那张经文
，The scripture that we have just read，
那么告诉我们古代历史里面曾经发生过类似的事情。
Told us that in the history, a similar thing had happened。
那么这张经文谈到一位王，他的名字叫做过沙沙王。
The scripture mentioned a king and his name is Bathsheba。
那么当尼布甲尼撒王去世以后。
And after the death of Nebuchadnezzar,
他的王国曾经有四个人来统治过。
His kingdom was ruled by four rulers.
然后过沙沙王是巴比伦王国最后的一位王。
King Bathsheba is the last emperor of that era.
然后过沙沙王继承尼布甲尼撒王国。
King Bathsheba.Inherited the kingdom from King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以在尼布甲尼撒统治这个巴比伦王国的时候
，So as the kingdom was ruled under Nebuchadnezzar.
然后巴比伦王国是一个很强势的一个王国。
But the Babylonian kingdom was a strong kingdom.
然后巴比伦城可以称为当时的世界上七大奇观。
And the city of Babylon was one of the seven wonders of the world.
那么好像这个尼布甲尼撒王一样，这个波波沙王也认为他的王国是没有敌对的。
Just as Nebuchadnezzar, King Bathsheba thinks that his kingdom is undefeatable.
那么看起来这个波沙沙王比这个尼布甲尼撒王来得更糟糕。
But it looks like King Bathsheba is even worse than King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他没有把但以理的神放在眼中。
Because he did not put the God of Daniel in his eyes.
那么 那么刚才我们看圣经的时候
，And as we read the scripture, scripture，
我们发觉到他为他的大臣所摆设的宴会中
，And we saw that he put forth a great banquet for his nobles。
他把尼布甲尼撒王从耶路撒冷的圣殿拿回来的那些金银器皿用来饮酒。
He took the goblets brought from the temple of Jerusalem for drinking。
尼布甲尼撒王从来不敢使用用这些啊器皿来饮酒。
And King Nebuchadnezzar had never done such thing。
所以这位王跟太后、王后还有贵宾用这些器皿来饮酒。
And so the king, the queen, and the concubines and all the nobles used these goblets to drink wine。
同时，他们也敬拜人所造的那些啊偶像。
And at the same time, they were praising the gods of these idols.
那么在这个宴会中，他们放纵他们的肉体的情欲。
And so they, during this banquet, they were letting their flesh go wild.
那么当这个宴会进行的时候
，And as the banquet continued on，
那么圣经讲到城外有那些马代人跟波斯人的军队在那边驻营。
That during this banquet, outside of the walls of Babylon, there were armies of the Medes and the Persians were there camping.
然后城外所发生的事情，波沙大王他都知道。
Actually, what happened outside the wall of Babylon, King Belshazzar knows.
但是他存着一种不管不理的态度。
But his attitude is he doesn't care.
反正巴比伦这个城是不会被攻破的。
Because he thought that Babylon would never be defeated.
它的城墙有300次高。
The wall of Babylon is about 300 feet high.
而且城墙都有不少的守卫高塔。
And there are a lot of defense towers.
城里有足够的水和食物可以供应20年的生存。
And within the city boundary,They have enough food and water to last them 20 years.
可能是因为城里有足够的水来种植这些食物。
Maybe it's because they have enough water to plant.
就好像这个 Titanic 这条船一样，不会沉下来的。
Just like the Titanic, who was thought to be unsinkable.
然后波沙大王除了对这不能进攻的巴比伦城充满那种信心。
Besides having such faith in his kingdom, Babylon,
他也没有把尼布甲尼撒王所经历的放在他的心里面。
He did not remember the experience of King Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王因为他对自己的成就，他感到非常的骄傲。
King Nebuchadnezzar was very pleased with his own accomplishment.
那么成就使他失去了自己的王位。
So God has caused him to lose his own his kingdom.
那么就被赶出离开世人。
And he was then cast out into the wilderness.
而且与那些走兽一同居住。
And to live among the beasts.
那么这些所发生的事情，波沙大王他都知道。
So all these that had happened.King Belshazzar knows about.
但是他却没有把这些事情放在心里面。
But he did not pay attention to them.
他也没有在这位至高的神面前谦卑。
He did not humble himself before his Almighty God.
不但他没有谦卑，他还藐视这位耶和华神。
Not only did he not honor this God, he also kind of put him aside.
啊。从圣殿中拿回来那些器皿用来饮酒。
He mocked him by taking the goblets from Jerusalem out to drink wine with him.
所以刚才我们看圣经的时候
，So as we read the scripture，
我们发觉到当他们在欢庆的时候
，And as they were celebrating，
当他们在行那个邪恶的事情的时候
，And as they were doing evil，
那么忽然间他们看到墙上有一个指头。
And all of a sudden, they saw that there is a finger on the wall.
他们看到墙上那个指头在写字。
And they saw that the finger was writing something on the wall.
所以当这位王看到墙上有个指头在写字的时候
，As he saw that the finger on the wall writing,
那圣经就讲到他的脸色都变了。
And the Bible recorded that his face turned pale.
而且心里面感觉到很惊慌。
And he was frightened.
圣经讲到他的骨头都错节了。
The Bible said his knees knocked together and his legs gave way.
所以我不晓得那个情况是怎么样。如果骨头错节的话，到底那种感觉是怎么样的？
I don't know what it is like if all your joints were disjointed.
所以当时那王就大声地吩咐那些人来去叫那些加勒底人还有那些术士到来解释到底那个强大的字是什么意思。
And so he called out and he ordered all the enchanters, the astrologers to come.
但是他们不能够告诉王到底墙上所写的字是什么意思。
And yet they cannot explain what the words mean on the wall.
所以当时王的心里面感到非常的害怕。
And so the king was more frightened then.
那么到底发生了什么事情？
So what is happening?
什么事情的发生？圣经告诉我们，太后她也知道。
And so as this happened, the mother of the king also know about it.
所以她就立刻赶到现场。
So she came forth.
她叫王不用惊慌，你在国家里面有一个人叫做但以理。
So she told him, "Don't be alarmed. There is a man in your kingdom called Daniel."
他说但以理这个人能够告诉你墙上所写的字是什么意思。
He said Daniel could tell you what the words on the wall mean.
所以王就立刻把但以理招来。
And so the king called for Daniel.
对但以理说。
And tell.
他说如果你能够告诉我墙上的字的话。
He said if you can tell me the words on the wall.
我必在你的身上穿上那个紫袍。
I'm gonna give you a purple robe.
我在你的颈上戴上金链。
I'm gonna give you a necklace.
在我的国中立你为第三。
And then you will be number three in my kingdom.
但是但以理却对王说。
But Daniel told the king.
你的身体可以归你自己。
He said you can keep your presence.
你的赏赐可以归给别人
you can give your reward to others.
但是我却要为王读这个文字把它讲解告诉王这就是但以理
And this is Daniel.
他是一个不存贪婪的心的一个人
Daniel is not a greedy person.
他愿意为王解释墙上的字
He is willingTo tell him and explain to him.
但是他却不要王的赏赐。
But he does not want a reward.
那么很多人可能认为但以理是一个很笨的人。
So many people may think that Daniel was dumb.
啊，这么好的机会都不要。
This is a good opportunity and he's giving it away.
你要不要？
Do you want it?
我想很多人都要。
I bet a lot of people want it.
那么在今天的政治圈子里面。
And in the political arena today.
好像但以理这种人很难找到。
It's very difficult to find someone like Daniel.
所以但以理这种品格是值得我们学习的。
So Daniel's quality is something we should model of God.
那么圣经讲到这个指头在墙上写字。
And so the Bible says his finger was writing words on the wall.
那么除了这圣经里面除了这里讲到神的指头。
And in the Bible, besides here talking about the finger of God,
那么当埃及人经历到耶和华神所带来的灾害的时候
，As the Egyptians experienced the 10 plagues brought upon by God,
那些术士告诉法老王说，这是神的指头。
The sorcerers then told King Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God."
那么在旧约圣经里面也讲到神的指头。十诫是神的指头在那个石板上写的。
And in Exodus it also said that God, the tablet of the stone was inscribed by the finger of God.
那么在2000年前，神成为一个人。
2000 years ago, God became a man.
有一天，他在地上用指头在地上写字。
And one day he was writing on the ground with his finger.
所以当这个法利赛人跟文士带着一个行淫的妇人来到耶稣基督的面前的时候
And as the Pharaoh, as the Pharisees brought a woman, committing adultery before Jesus,
他问耶稣应该怎样去处理这个行淫的妇人
They asked him, what should we do with her?
是否应该用石头来把她打死
Do we need to stone her to death?
但是主耶稣基督却没有回答他们。
But Jesus did not answer them.
那么圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督弯着腰，用指头在地上写字。
And the Bible said Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
神的指头写字的时候是要传达他的信息。
When God's finger, is writing, he is trying to send a message.
当神的指头在墙上写字的时候
，And as God's finger was writing on the wall,
是要传达神的审判。
He wants to send a message of judgment.
那么这些字要告诉这位王，审判将要临到巴比伦王国。
His words is trying to tell this king.Judgment will come upon the kingdom of Babylon.
我在但以理还没有告诉王那个字的含义的时候
，And before Daniel explained the meaning of the words,
他愿意王知道过去巴比伦所发生的事情。
He wanted the king to remember what had happened in the past.
那么但以理大概在15岁就被掳到巴比伦王国去。
Daniel was became a slave when he was around 15 years old.
那么他现在已经80多岁了。
And at that point, he is already 80 plus years old.
所以他了解过去所发生的事情。
So he understands what had happened in the past.
那么但以理告诉过他撒王说。
And so Daniel told King Belshazzar.
他说这是这位至高的神把那个王位把那个权威赐给你的祖父的。
He said, this Most High God has given this kingdom to your grandfather.
因为神把这个大权赐给尼布甲尼撒王。
Because God gave this great power to King Nebuchadnezzar.
他才有这么大的权力。
And that's how he obtained his power.
直到各方各国和各族的人都在他的面前战惊和恐惧。
And so all the king, all the kingdom around him will come and tremble with fear.
但是尼布甲尼撒王有一个缺点。
But the king of Nebuchadnezzar has a weakness.
也就是他是一个很骄傲的人。
Is that he is very arrogant.
他以为他自己的成就是自己而来的。
He thought that all the accomplishments they had was because of his own power.
在好几个星期前，我讲到尼布甲尼撒王的骄傲。
Several weeks ago, I talked about the pride of King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以尼布甲尼撒王讲，这巴比伦大巴比伦不是我用我大能大力建为京都，要显示我威严的荣耀吗
？And so he said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence?" By my mighty power and with the glory of my majesty.
所以当他讲这句话的时候，表明他的骄傲和自大。
And so as he said this, it showed of his arrogance and his pride.
你知道这个自大这两个字合起来的时候是什么字
？Do you know if you combine the two Chinese character of egocentric, you know what that means?
自跟大加一点就是臭。
The two words, if you combine it and you put a little dot there, it turns into the word stinky.
所以一个骄傲的人是很臭的。
So an arrogant person is a smelly person.
所以我们得小心，千万不要自大。
So we need to be careful. We better not be too egocentric.
所以尼布甲尼撒王因为他的骄傲
，King Nebuchadnezzar because of his arrogance.
那么圣经告诉我们，他被赶出这个王宫。
He was cast out from the palace.
那么离开世人，跟这个走兽一同居住。
And so he left, he left the palace, and he was living with the beast.
那么但以理也跟这个过沙沙王说。
And so Daniel continued to tell King Belshazzar.
他说你是他的孙子。
He said, "You are his grandson."
你虽然知道这一切事情。
Even though you know of all these,
但是你却没有自卑。
You have not humbled yourself.
你不但没有自卑。
Not only did you not humble yourself.
你还用这个器皿用来饮酒。
You had the goblets from his temple to drink.
你竟然这么大胆。
And you are outrageous.
连你的祖父都不敢这样做。
Even your grandfather would not do such thing.
所以当你把这个过去的事情过去的历史告诉过沙沙王
So Daniel told King Belshazzar the past history.
然后他就跟他讲强项 墙上所写的字到底是什么意思。
And then he told him the meaning of the words on the wall.
所以我们看圣经的时候，圣经讲到墙上所写的字是迷你迷你，一个无法可信。
The inscription says mini mini tikal parson.
那么如果我看到这样的字的话，我也不知道是什么意思。
If I look at these words, I wouldn't know what they mean.
那么这几句话是圣经里面的亚兰文。
And these few words are Aramaic.
然后迷你的意思就是讲到这个国，神已经数算这个国的日子到此完毕。
Mini means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end.
那么提克勒呢，就是讲到这位王。他被放在那个天平里面显示他的亏欠。
Tikal means you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting.
那么最后无法而心就是讲到这个国要分裂，然后归到麻袋人和波斯人的手上。
Parson means your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
所以大尼米说你的国将要结束了。
And so Daniel said your kingdom is coming to an end.
所以大尼米所说的这些预言立刻就应验了。
So what Daniel has said came to pass right away.
那么就在这个晚上，这个王被杀掉。
And so that very night, King Bashisa was killed.
那么整个国家就落在这个敌人的手中。
And the whole kingdom fell into the hands of their enemies.
那么这次神没有给机会这位王。
This time, God did not give another opportunity to this king.
那么其实神曾经给尼布甲尼撒王很多机会。
Actually, God has given King Nebuchadnezzar many opportunities.
他也给这波沙拉王机会。
He has also given this king Belshazzar opportunities.
所以当神借着大尼米告诉尼布甲尼撒王不要骄傲的时候。
And so through the mouth of Daniel, God was telling King Nebuchadnezzar not to be arrogant.
那么神给他整整一年的时间来悔改。
God gave him a whole year to change himself.
但圣经讲到尼布甲尼撒王没有做任何的改变。
But the Bible recorded that King Nebuchadnezzar never did change.
那么后来神就把他从那个王位除去。
And so God took him away.
那么这些发生的事情，波沙撒王身为他的孙子，他是知道的。
And as the grandson of King Nebuchadnezzar, King Bushasa knows about it.
但是这位波沙撒王，他却没有在神面前自卑。
But Belshazzar did not humble himself before God.
他就好像他的祖父一样，是一个很骄傲的一个人。
Just like his grandfather, he is also a very arrogant man.
但是有时候发觉到神的忍耐是有限的。
Sometimes we can find out that God's tolerance is limited.
那么最后审判就临到巴比伦王国。
So at the very end, judgment came upon Babylon.
根据人类的历史
，According to human history,
巴比伦王国是在公元前539年10月2号灭亡的。
The kingdom of Babylon was destroyed in B.C. 509.
所以当这个波斯人和这个马代人攻击这巴比伦城的时候
，And when the Medes and the Persians attacked Babylon.
那么这件事情也应验了先知以赛亚跟耶利米的预言。
This whole incident also fulfilled the
The prophecy of Isaiah and Jeremiah. 那么在神的计划当中，神借着巴比伦来管教以色列人。
So through the kingdom of Babylon, God punished the Israelites.
但是巴比伦人的做法。
But because of the Babylonians.
也使到巴比伦王国最后落在神的审判当中。
Cost them the kingdom and fall into the judgment of God.
所以巴比伦王国的辉煌成为一个历史。
So the glorious day of Babylon became history.
原因是什么？
What's the reason?
原因就是因为这些王他们太骄傲。
is because these kings were too arrogant.
巴比伦王国的下场。
The conclusion of Babylonian kingdom.
那么可以成为我们的警告。
Can become a warning to all of us.
我觉得特别是美国这个国家。
Especially to the country of America.
美国在1776年独立。
America became independent in 1776.
那么昨天是美国庆祝这个独立日的日子。
Yesterday was July 4th, Independence Day for this country.
当美国成国的时候。
And as America became a country.
美国是以圣经的真理和原则来建国的。
They were established on the principles of the Bible and the principle of the Bible.
他们目的就是要广传耶稣基督的福音。
The purpose of the independence is to share the gospel.
我们根据这个 Rhode Island 的这个 Constitution 1683条。
And according to the Rhode Island Charter, number 1683 says.
那么这里讲到，我们要将我们的生命和产业交给万王之王、万主之主耶稣基督。
It says we will give our life and our estates to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ.
借着圣经。被把那完美和绝对的律法赐给我们。
Is that through the Bible He gave us the perfect and the absolute law?
我们看到当时的人把神居首位。
And you can see that back then people looked at God as Lord.
但是200多年之后的今天。
But then 200+ years now.
美国却把这个十诫。从这个政府的机构除掉。
America has got rid of the Ten Commandments from all government places.
那么学生不能够在学校里面祷告。
Students cannot pray in the school.
也不能够在学校里面读圣经。
They cannot read the Bibles in the schools.
然后不单不可以做这些东西。
Not only are they not allowed these activities.
我们看到今天很多人，甚至美国的政府认同这个堕胎跟。
And we see that in society, many of the people, including the government, agree with homosexuality and abortion.
然后美国到了一个地步，就好像巴比伦王国一样。
And one day, America is looking more like the Babylonian kingdom.
美国将要面临神的审判。
And America will also have to face the judgment from God.
但是求神怜悯我们。
And may God help us.
求神帮助我们能够审查我们自己的生命。
And may God help us to examine our own lives.
我们是否要像尼布加尼撒王和波沙王一样？
Are we just like King Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar?
没有把神在我们的生命里面居首位。
We did not put God as top priority in our lives.
让我们同心一同祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父，你在你的话语中说。你抵挡那些骄傲的。
Our Heavenly Father, you have said in your word that you will obstruct those who are arrogant.
你施恩给那些谦卑的人。
And you will bless those who are humble.
求主帮助我们除去我们心中的骄傲。
Please help us to get rid of pride in our hearts.
让我们在你的面前能够成为一个谦卑的人。
Help us to become humble before you.
让我们在我们的生命里面能够高举你的名。
And may we lift up your name in our daily living.
把所有的荣耀都归给你。
And we return all the glory to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.